You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everybody, Sean Russell here with the SoFlo Vegans Podcast, and I'm here with Jacob Garcia.
How are you, Sean? Yeah.
Good. And he is the owner of Vegan Corner.
Yes, exactly.
And yeah, we're excited to have you guys here in South
Thank
Florida.
Thank you so much.
Had a chance to speak with you before, stopped by the restaurant slash market.
Market, exactly. Yeah.
and saw all the things that you have going on there. And I think the interesting thing that what you're doing is the market concept. There's been a couple of tries for the market concept here in South Florida. I think what makes your space a little different is the location.
Okay.
I feel like there's a huge potential for people discovering it that's not potentially vegan, that will be interested in seeing the products that you have, trying the food that you have. So what brought you guys to the South Florida area in the first place?
Okay, so that's new. That's new to me. I didn't know like there were like more vegan stores that tried this before.
Yeah.
So for me, what it brought me here is that I used to own this kind of market in Mexico. So in Mexico, I had the same business. I already knew all the suppliers, and I have a business partner. So she has a house here in Miami. So we started looking for places in Miami. And we decided that Miami would be the best place. And this was because every time that I came to Miami, I need to go to 3 supermarkets to get what I want.
Mm.
So we started like looking for this place. It took us 2 years. Actually, we did a market research on the areas of Miami, of South Florida. So we decided that Wynwood would be the best area to do it.
And Wynwood, for those of you who may not be familiar with the area, is probably the art district of South Florida.
Yeah.
It started, don't quote me on when it started, the actual year, but it's gone through so many evolutions, and it's pretty much the home of Basel, of Art Week. And the cool thing about this community is the culture.
Yeah.
And if you aren't familiar with South Florida and Miami, the culture is something you get to experience.
Yeah.
It's definitely different. It brings its challenges, but it also brings its rewards. The way I like to look at it is it takes a while for people to buy into things.
Okay.
But once they buy into it, they're hooked.
Yeah,
they're locked in.
Yeah.
Which creates a great opportunity for you to test the waters, for you to really create something that people are going to love, and that's going to last
and longer. Exactly.
You know, so for people who aren't familiar with the Vegan Corner, I think this is probably the first time I said the name of the restaurant in the interview.
No, you said it at the beginning. Yeah.
People who aren't familiar with the Vegan Corner, just explain to them what is the concept.
Okay, so the Vegan Corner, our concept is doing a supermarket with a sandwich bar, protein shakes. We're trying to do something where you can go as a vegan, and also the persons that are not vegan, they can get a panini and they find like a fair price. Our paninis are so, I don't know how to say this word. Sorry, I'm like, English is not my native language. So it's not, I don't want to use the word cheap because we're not a cheap place, but for example, we have like a lot of promotions, like 2 paninis for $17.49. And then we have a lot of people coming to the store just to get paninis, and they are not vegan.
Mm.
So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring every person to the store, even if it's a vegan person or not a vegan person, or vegetarian or flexitarian or whatever kind of person that wants to come to the store, they are welcome to come to the store. So that's the idea of this market. Right now, I'm working on having fruits and vegetables. I'm working on having new items so people can, so I can get more people from the Wynwood area to come to the store.
And I saw something that you posted on social media regarding the food waste.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, of course.
I touched on it right now, but what exactly is this program that you have?
Okay, so we have this program with Too Good To Go, where we give around 4 items. That the amount is like 25, 30 bucks. And we sell it for between $5 and $7. It depends, because Too Good To Go is the one that put the price on it. So what I do with this program is that when they come to the store, they get these 4 or 5 items and I give them a 10% off of the store at the moment. So they can get whatever they want in the store. And this is working out. There's a lot of people coming. Obviously, I have people that get mad because the products are best before buy. But this is a policy that we have. Mm-hmm. And the policy is written on my webpage. So I tell them like, hey, this is a policy. What I'm trying to do is like not throwing away food. I eat the food. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, I eat the creamers, I eat the milk, I eat everything. So for me, it's like something people should be more conscious about, like, because the product is good. So the thing about the vegan products is that you have to set up a date, because the I don't know how it's called here, like the FDA.
Okay.
Yeah, the FDA ask you to have like a date. You cannot put like 2 years. You have to have a date. So that's why they put best before buy. Mm-hmm. Best before buy means that you can consume it and the product is not expired. Mm-hmm. Now you can consume it for 2 or 3 more months, like more, and it's okay. So the product is perfectly fine and it won't happen anything to you. Mm-hmm. So that's the program we have. We're too good to go. And I think we're helping the community with that kind of program. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that program?
Since we started. Mm. Like, since we started, because we had a delay, like 2 month delay on our construction. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of items that will go to, we have to throw them away, and I didn't want to throw them away. So I started this program with Too Good To Go since the beginning. And the part of the 10% off, like you get an extra 10% off, I started like 2 weeks ago and it's working. Like, there's a lot of people buying stuff. They go for like a panini, they get a shake. They right now, for example, some people is just buying the Too Good To Go to get a 10% to get a turkey. And I'm like, okay, so that's good. Mm. Right? And the turkey is from, I don't know if you know Marcus from Greenhouse.
Yeah, Marcus,
super
yeah.
clean awesome. Turkey. I love his products. Also, he works with Sunny.
Sunny Speaks.
And Sunny Speaks, exactly. Love her products too. She's my number one. She's my...
I saw a video of her getting it. She was so happy to have her oxtail.
Yeah. No, she's like my number one item sold at the store.
Nice.
It's Sunny. Like, nice. Today I was talking to her like, Sunny, I run out. Like, I need more product. Like, you cannot give me only 5 because I got people at the store telling me like, I want more. I want oxtails. I want oxtails and I don't have it.
Wow.
So yeah, that's the thing about the... oxtails with Sunny Speaks, but yeah. And what I was saying, I got lost. but there's a lot of people coming just to the store to get this 10% off. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think I have sold like 150, 180 maybe, Too Good To Go's now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So. I know when I was in there with you, a guy walked in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he told his friends.
That's actually how I knew you had it. I did the promotion on our podcast. I knew he does Too Good To Go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, actually, this guy, and he told his friends, and his friends came, and there's a lot of people keep coming and coming and coming for the products. I'm almost run over of Too Good To Go items. Mm-hmm. Obviously, every month I will have more because the food has an expiration date, when a best before buy date. Mm-hmm. So I cannot sell them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I have to take them out of my freezers. I have a walk-in freezer and a fridge in the back where I stretch all these items. Mm-hmm. So when they come, I actually ask people, hey, I have milk, I have cheese, I have tofu, I have tempeh. What do you want? Like, wow. So they can, because maybe someone doesn't like a tofu or someone doesn't like milk. So that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
And I know, obviously, from a waste perspective, Too Good To Go works really well for you. And from a business perspective, how have you seen it translate into people becoming more frequent?
There is a lot of people, business perspective. I lose a lot of money, actually, because these products obviously didn't cost me $5. But there's a lot of people coming in. There's more people knowing the store. And I'm just starting. Like, this is my second month that we have been open. So for me right now, I don't want to throw away the food. As I tell you, like, for me, it's important not to waste the food that way. And I cannot use it on my sandwich bar because I don't use any of those items. And I don't want to have any problem with people like, you know, you never know. So yeah. I prefer to have it on my webpage. Like, this is the products that we have to go to go, and that's it. But yeah, it's helping a lot. There's a lot of people coming. And right now, I just started with the 10% off. And that I did that to make people buy more. Mm-hmm. So if they go to the store and they get their Too Good To Go, maybe they can get something else. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually was at an event the other day and someone mentioned you. They brought you up in the conversation. Okay. And they're like, we live in the Wynwood area. Okay. And they're like, have you heard of Vegan Corners? Like, I go there all the time. And
wow,
I like amazing. To go. I like to go there. It's Grace and her husband, Spencer. And they're like, I like to go there because, you know, I want to support the vegan businesses and they have the items that I want and things of that nature. So it was cool. And they're talking about the paninis and everything.
And they talk about good?
Yeah, it was all good stuff. Okay. I wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't good. So yeah. The word of mouth is spreading. And I know you guys, you opened not too long ago. What, 2 months ago?
2 months ago, yeah.
2 months ago. It's a great, great looking spot. You did a good job with the decor and getting everything set up. And we talked about a few of the brands that you have in there. I know a big thing is for you to feature local brands
in your
store. Right. So tell us a little bit about that. If somebody may have a product that they might be interested in.
So I'm interested in all the vegan products that Florida has to offer. But for the local vendors, I'm bringing everyone in Florida that has a vegan product that I tell them that I would love to give them a space to for them to be able to sell these products, their products at the store. And right now it's working. I don't know if you know Amy. I found her, Amy, she's an Ethiopian girl. Mm. She has, she sells Ethiopian food in the Coconut Grove Market.
Okay.
So I'm helping her right now because she only sells food at the Coconut Grove Market. So I'm helping her right now to sell more package items. Yeah, so right now we're working with sambusas. Today I told her, like, hey, me, you should bring hummus. People is loving your sambusas. They are, like, sold out every week.
Oh.
So I'm helping her with her business because I want her to go well because her food is so good and she's super nice, like a super nice person. And she's always glad that I tell her, like, hey, your products are sold out. And she's, like, super happy about it. So, yeah. So I'm trying to do this with the community. Mm-hmm. Actually, I also talked to the, what's the name of the sushi that I love? And he left.
Oh, Fisher Friends?
Fisher Friends.
Yeah.
So I was telling him that I want him every Wednesday at my store. Like, he can pop up there. He can sell sushi there. I told him, like, I won't charge you anything. Like, everything you sell will be for you. Like, I don't even need the money. I just want you at my store.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I'm leaving because of the family. And I was, okay. So
there you go.
He left. So if someone knows someone with a good sushi and wants to pop up at my store, they're welcome to pop up there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I tell them, like, I will sell the drinks and you can sell whatever you want and the money is yours. And you can be there every Wednesday. So I'm trying to do it right now. I haven't been able because I do everything by myself.
Mm-hmm.
My business partner, she's in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
She's 8 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm doing everything by myself right now. So I'm doing step by step. So because it's too much work going on, like, on a market. I have 7 people to on my... how do you say it? My employees.
Your payroll account.
Yeah. So there's, like, and they all have a problem every day. Everyone needs to leave home. Mm-hmm. They need to study. So, yeah. So when someone write me, just be patient. I will answer you, but I'm doing a lot of stuff right now. So I'm tired, as you can see. But yeah, that's practically what I'm doing right now.
And you mentioned having people be in the store with food. Is there certain restrictions on the types of things they can do? Yes,
they cannot do any cooking at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have what's the name of the ventilation system? Like the extractor? Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you say it in Spanish. Extractor. How do you say it in English? The vent? Ventilation?
Ventilation?
Vent? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have that. And also, I don't have a kitchen.
Okay.
So that's why my paninis are so simple because we just made them in an electric grill and everything is pre-made. I do everything here at home. Mm-hmm. I do the sauce, I do everything, and then I bring it to the store. Sometimes we do it there, but our kitchen is simple. That's why I was looking for like a sushi. I also told the Amy that she can pop up there. I'm trying to do events. Actually, I have like an event on the 3rd of December for Art Basel. I don't know if you know Renda Reader.
Yeah. I have a couple of his pieces.
It's amazing. I love him. So he's going to be doing translating the wall, but I forgot how to say it. A mural. He's doing a mural, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's doing a mural at the store.
Oh, I wish I was around.
Is that long? It's the 3rd of December. We're doing like a heat class.
Okay.
With Elise. I don't know if you know Elise. Hmm. She's like a vegan sport girl. Like, she's amazing.
Okay.
So she's doing a heat class on the rooftop. Okay. And we're bringing people to the store. So to check in. Mm-hmm. There's also Margie's shots. She will be giving them shots at the beginning of the class. Renda will be painting the wall. There we have like saucy pasta. They will making pastas. Right. We'll have kombuchas, brilliant life kombuchas also from Madeline. So we'll have this small event practically, but just for 30, 35 people that can fit in the class. But yeah, so I'm trying to do this kind of events. I want to bring in the community and inviting these local suppliers that I like. And I think their brand could be bigger. So I want people to know their brand. For example, Madeline, she was my number one local vendor that I had. Mm-hmm. So I always invite her to all of my events. So she's the first one that I invite. Like, hey, do you want to participate? Also, Carla Rochev, I don't know if you know her. She sells cakes.
Yes.
Okay. She's also at the event. I forgot about her. Yeah. So she's my number two vendor that I had at the store. Sauce di pasta, it's this guy that brings his pasta from Italy. Mm. And his pasta is amazing. And the pasta comes with a sauce like inside. Mm-hmm. I'm promoting here, like when I'm explaining what it is. But it's something different because the pasta, you don't have to buy like the sauce and the pasta. You just buy the box and the box comes with a sauce and the pasta. And they have like this pesto one. For example, pesto is so hard to find like vegan. And he has his vegan pesto pasta, really good. So yeah, practically that's the event that I'm having the 3rd of December. You are welcome to come. Mm-hmm. You want to do a heat class?
No, I mean, I'm upset because I'm actually going to be in New York during that time. I'm coming back the 4th.
Are you going to the...
Yeah.
I wanted to go.
Plant-based World Expo.
I registered, I did everything, but it was so expensive right now. I can't.
Yeah, they switched it up a little bit. I'm placing a few calls. I normally go there as press.
Okay.
But it looks like they switched up the process.
No, I checked the hotels. They were like so expensive. I have been planning this since the beginning of the year because I know it's happening.
Yeah.
But I checked the hotels. They were like super expensive that week. I didn't understand why. Then I checked the flights. They were like, okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is right now with the business, I cannot be, I can't afford to go to this trip. But I was dying to go because there will be every vendor there and I want to bring new items. I want to try them. But I will have to wait for the LA next year, the one that they do in LA.
Oh, they're doing it in LA?
Yeah, there's one in LA every...
Oh, not them, another...
No, there's another one, yeah, not
Expo
them.
Expo East? Expo West? Expo
West.
Yeah, everybody goes one. There, yeah.
That's the one that I will go next year, so okay. I'll wait for that. So right now I couldn't go, but if you find any brand that...
I'm going to be speaking to everybody. I'll give you a cheat sheet. I'll give you a cheat sheet of everything.
I will give you flyers so you can be giving flyers away. But yeah, I will miss it.
That's bad. Well, it's good to hear that you are big on community. Obviously, that's what our whole platform is about. Like in this one conversation you did some good name dropping, of some amazing businesses.
Because that's my people. That's the ones that helped me a lot. Like, they're the ones that are helping my business to grow. Mm-hmm. And they're great. Like, they're, like, really great.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about businesses being able to connect, shout each other out, you know, show love. The event sounds amazing. Like, I honestly wish I could be there because I would love to catch up with
Red. We will do another one.
Yeah, you know, but I think that's amazing. But I do want to go a little bit into your culture.
Okay.
You know, I'm a native South Floridian. I lived here my entire life.
Okay.
And I could honestly say I don't come across a lot of Mexicans in South Florida.
No, there's not. Like, everyone is in Texas. Yeah.
But as I know we had the conversation and you had mentioned it to me, then I started to realize I actually do, in the vegan space, I do know a few. You know, you have James Veg Mix, who sadly denounced their
company. Yeah, I texted him that I wanted to sell his burritos at the store. I told him, like, hey, if you want to sell your burritos at the store, you are welcome to sell them at the store. And he told me, like, I'm going to check it to see if I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I offer him a space too.
So you have them, you have El Napolito Vegan Taqueria in Hollywood. Okay. So they do authentic Mexican vegan food.
Okay.
So that's definitely want to connect you to, not because
you're Mexican. Okay, that would be great. Yeah, yeah.
Because I think...
Yeah, because you cannot find any tacos here. Like, vegan tacos, there's no... Well, I don't know any place. Like, JD, I knew him, or I don't know, like, I came into JD because I'm in this group, and they wrote, like, he's leaving. Mm-hmm. Every time I see, like, people, so that's one, I don't know if you want to put this or not, mm-hmm. but I feel like people, like, the vegan community here is just, like, they support each other when they're closing.
Yeah.
So every time I see someone closing, he's like, hey, let's go to his place because he's closing, let's help him out. And I'm not like, why didn't you help him in the beginning? O sea, you need to help people in the beginning. You don't have to help them at the end. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't knew him. If I knew him, I will say, like, hey, do you want to sell your burritos at the store? Mm-hmm. Maybe he won't be selling a lot of money, but you know, anything helps.
And I will tell you this. You're 100% correct. And I think it's just, I think it's also part of the culture of South Florida. There's so many things going on. Like, you see it in other places that there's more like a rally behind things. You know, hey, let's go here. Let's go hang out here. Okay. We have a grand opening, a new special here. I think here it's like, it's got to be on a grand scale for people to capture your attention, just with the nature of what this community is about, which is part of the ecosystem of Vegans Explore and SoFlo Vegans. Okay. And one of the things that I make a point to do is to connect with every single business that's in our directory. Like, we did a Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, okay.
So I literally reached out to every single business that's in our directory and said, do you have something for Thanksgiving? I ended up having like 13 businesses that we pushed out in our guide as a result.
Wow.
So that, I feel like, that's the level of work that needs to happen, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
You know, so that's really why we're here as this community epicenter of the South Florida community, to support people and let them know, hey, you know, I know there's a couple of vegan social club. They're doing a lot of meetups at restaurants and things of that nature. So I feel like it's starting to shift a little bit, but I feel like there gets to be more leaders in the community that sort of are steering people in that direction. And I think we're starting to see that. Yeah. So, and we're going to wrap up in a little bit. So Mexican culture.
I always go out of what you ask me.
I do want to touch on this because I am fascinated because I've been hearing a lot of glowing things about Mexico.
And
people, you know, always raving about Tulum, always raving about, I always get the name messed up. It's the P1.
Puerto Vallarta?
Yes.
Yeah,
Puerto Vallarta. They're always saying things about that, especially with the vegan options that are out there.
Yes.
I think I'm making up people sleep on it. And I also make up because, especially here in South Florida, for me personally, if I'm looking to go somewhere, my number one destination isn't a place without beaches.
Exactly.
You know, it's
okay.
Because
you have a beach here.
I have a whole East Coast of beaches. Yeah. So I'm looking for other things that are different. But tell us a little bit about Mexico, a little bit where you're from and what the vegan scene is out there.
Actually, I'm from the north of Mexico, from a city called Monterrey, but I was living before coming to Florida in Mexico City.
Okay.
So Mexico City offers, if you are vegan,
there is a lot of vegan spots in Mexico City. They're also having this problem that they are closing. Like, I don't know in Mexico if something like what it happens was that it explodes from the morning. How do you say this in English? So there was like a few vegan spots and then there were like 100. So I think the offering was too much.
Like oversaturation.
Yeah, oversaturation of vegan restaurants, vegan markets. For example, for the company that I used to work, this vegan company in Mexico, I don't want to say their name.
Okay.
They own like 27 stores, like vegan markets, like all around the country. So there is a big vegan community. They sell a lot of money on vegan products. They also sell to other smaller stores. So they're helping the community too back in Mexico. So when I talk to someone, like for example, Marcus and Sonny, that I love their product, I told them like, hey, I can help you to go to Mexico and have your product in Mexico because I think it's good. I think you can have that market. That is a market that is not this market
on tap,
but with their products. Like, okay. For example, you cannot find those items in Mexico.
Gotcha.
Yeah. For example, oxtails, no one. Like, for example, Marcus has one that is called Asasha. Like, Asasha? I don't know how to say it, but it's really good. It's kind of like a vegan chicken, really good. So that doesn't exist in Mexico, but in Mexico you can find other stuff like you have carnitas, vegan carnitas, you have chicharrón vegan that you cannot find it here that I want to bring because it's hard to find something like that in Miami. You have like, a lot of chicharrón en salsa verde, chicharrón en salsa roja, like dry chicharrón, carnitas, like Mexican cheeses that you cannot find here like Oaxaca. They also have Chihuahua. So these are like Mexican cheeses that we use a lot in Mexico. And there is some brands in Mexico that were able to make them vegan. So you have this other part of culture that you don't have here in South Florida. And those are items that no one knows. And they are really good, like really, really, really good. But it's hard to bring it back here.
No, I think that's fascinating. And maybe that's something we could talk about in the future, maybe having like little samplings.
No, it's not a bad idea. I'm going to Mexico in January. I can bring some.
Yeah, let's put a pin on that and bring that up because I may want to do something with you on that.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's fascinating. I definitely want to get to Matt Planet trip out there. When I do decide to go out there, I'll pick your brain for some.
You have to go. When we finish, I will tell you the name of the store.
Okay.
So you can see those because they have also a store in Tulum.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a store in Tulum. So you can go in Tulum and go to the store and you'll find every vegan product available in Mexico, in their store. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
So winding down, the through line for this is community.
Yeah.
And I feel like what you have right now is unique in the space. I know I mentioned that there have been attempts at doing it in the past, but I feel like what you're doing is a little bit different in the sense that I can tell you're leading first with community and connection.
Yes.
And I think that's the sustainable plan for a market, especially when you're offering not only your shelves, but your space to the community. To be a part of what it is you're creating, I think you couldn't ask for anything more. And I'm not just saying that because you're a community partner with us, which, by the way, for any of you that are watching this that are anywhere in the country, because Vegans Explore isn't just South Florida, our community partner program is just the way for us to shake each other's hand, to say, hey, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Let's start having a conversation of how we can work together.
Exactly.
And I appreciate you being one of the first people to sign up and become a partner with us. It's free, by the way, and connect and lead us to this point that we're at right now for us to sit down and have this conversation. I've learned so much more about what you're up to and what you're doing.
In a few months, I will let you know. How are we? Where are we?
But you know, this is the time.
Yeah.
This is the time for us to explore, let the community know what's going on. So that way you know, we have the best shot of it seeing it grow.
Yeah.
Especially because it's, you know, when what there's, it's growing. It's only growing.
Yeah,
only
yeah,
it's more
growing.
And more people are coming. So if we can open it up, so they see this as a spot for health, for they see this for a spot for trying new items. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is a win for the community, you know? And so I will say this, any final words, any final thing that you want to say to the people that might be listening or watching this about the Vegan Corner?
Everyone is welcome. As I say, like, you will love our paninis and our shakes, even if you're not vegan. People will find them delicious. And I think we're helping. So when you do this and you do like a product that so everybody finds it good, it doesn't matter if you're vegan or not, people will go to the store. And that's how we sustain a vegan store at the moment. Mm-hmm. Because you can, it's impossible to sustain a vegan store because if you don't have the whole community, not just the vegan community, you won't be able to. To sustain, does it work?
Yeah, you're right.
So right now I'm trying just to bring everyone in, and I know people are loving my paninis. So if you are in Miami, go and try them. They're good, I promise.
I had one. I can vouch for that.
We can go for one later.
I think we had a lot of great conversations. I learned a lot in this conversation that I had with you. I hope you walked away with some new insight into what's going on. Maybe you might be where you are, wherever you are in the world, and maybe be thinking of something like this. I feel like markets are, as we're talking about it, are like the hub.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you have the food, you have the ability to host multiple brands in one space.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people in the area, it is their market. It is their place to go and grab some food or to put some stuff and stock in on their shelves. Mm-hmm. Maybe with you introducing produce, I feel like it's going to take another layer to it as well. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you
for being a part of Vegans Explore. And we're here with Jacob Garcia. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sean. Yeah, it was amazing.